Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and seize, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pop. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe you're inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor. Yo, you going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. I'm 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and scissors to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with victims in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. Instead, I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you bout to take stuff. Illusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, July the 21st, 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, I want to do the intro for the upcoming series that is the most dangerous topic. The most dangerous series that I've ever done today. Now, we've got about 10 more coming down the pipe, but as of today, as of right now, this series is the most dangerous series that I've ever done. What I will be sharing in this series, brothers and sisters, is a cookie blower of all cookies. So, like all my shows, it comes with a severe warning on this one. We are talking about Saul, a.k.a. Saul, a.k.a. Paul. So number one, for a man to have three names, that means that man has three dispositions. Let's understand. So what I will be sharing during this series has never been taught, to my knowledge, anywhere. Now, it may have been written somewhere, may have been, you know, people may have been stumbled upon it by the leading of the Ruach and the Numa, but as far as it's been shared on a, you know, platform of this sort, I don't think it has been done before. I've been searching the internet, the airways, ancient texts, I don't know, not saying that I'm the only one doing it, as I know I'm not the Lone Ranger. I know that other people doing the same thing, but this show, brothers and sisters, again, this series is the most dangerous series, so please, this is not for new believers. Again, that's why the price or the cost of this series is $200. All the other series I have been doing for most of the series, again, all of the Eagles Club members, you guys already know, you get 50% off the cost of the series. That drops it down to $99. And there is an early registration discount that drops it down to $50. So if I was you, or if you really want to understand what most Christians believe, and that is that Paul, who was a Jewish rabbi born with the name of Saul, who wrote under a Roman pseudonym, Polyanos, who is the principal agent that delivered the precepts of a religion called Christianity that was founded by Jesus Christ, Constantine version, and developed into a belief system that has predated and predicted the entire faith and the entire gospel of everybody on this planet. And so now, brothers and sisters, understand animos. Animos is a Hebrew word, A-N-O-M-O-S, which we will be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying during this series. We will also break down kata genosko, another Hebrew word. We'll break down pistis. We'll break down kara. We'll break down all of these terms that gives us the over understanding of the bottom of the book of Acts and Paul's letter to the Galatians, which is the portrait that shows us the platform by which we should judge the veracity of Saul's writings. Now, I don't know if you understand, but brothers and sisters, this will be a didactic discourse of 10 hours like none other that you've ever experienced. You want this in your library, because you got to listen to this series a couple of times. So I want to make sure that you're understanding what you're walking into, or what you're rejecting if you choose not to join me on this journey. Because we will start off with understanding who in the world is Saul. Who was Saul of Tarsus? Most people don't start off with understanding that Saul of Tarsus was born in 5 AD in the city of Taurus, the bull, the Baal. Let me make sure that you understand what I just said. See, brothers and sisters, it's difficult. It's difficult for most people to understand. I know. Trust me, I know. I've been carrying this teaching around in my back pocket for 20 years. Never spoke about Rabbi Daniel in public. Never. Nor will I speak about Rabbi Gamaliel after this series. Because if you don't understand history, you are doomed to repeat it. Quite simply, my brothers and sisters, Saul, a.k.a. Saul, a.k.a. Paul, is the greatest apostle. He is the greatest heretic, or he is the greatest blank, which I will reveal during the series, that has ever been made known to man. In this series, my brothers and sisters, we are going to break down that Saul of Tarsus, who was born in Taurus, that's a city in what's that city called? Thessalonica? I forgot the name of the city, but we'll break it down in the series. Taurus is a city inside of, which is modern day Turkey, by the way. Saul was born to Jewish parents that were Roman citizens. I don't know if you understand what that means. We'll break that down during the series. Paul was born to Jewish parents that was Roman citizens. What about Moses? Hebrew, raised Egyptian. What we will find during this series, brothers and sisters, as we go through the history of the Pauline Gospels, starting with the birth of Saul and understanding the meaning of the name Saul and where it comes from and the depth and the understanding, because man is name and name is man. When you change a man's name, you change a man's destiny. That's Old Testament. That's what the father did. So the question is, who changed Saul to Saul? Who changed Saul to Paul? And why? We have to break it down during the series. As we did in the series on the Christos and the Christos, who changed Yahshua's name? We broke this down when we were talking about the word trust and the word humility. Do you know the word trust has the underlining Hebrew word Yeshua? So Yahuwah and Yahushua means trust. So trust, again, is another word for salvation, and salvation, again, is another word for putting all of your eggs in a basket and believing in that basket. So when we say these English words and we don't understand the definitions of these words, brothers and sisters, then we are in a pickle. Let me ask you a question. What legacy are you wanting to leave behind? What legacy are you creating? What's the purpose? What is the meaning? What is your legacy, brother? What is your legacy, sister? When I die, what is my legacy? And what does it mean to have a legacy? Legacy is something that is received from an ancestor or a predecessor. Legacy is something that is remembered, something that is your contribution, something that is passed down. What is Paul's legacy? What is Saul's legacy? What is Saul's legacy? So we don't understand the legacy of Saul. We can't understand the legacy of Saul. Because before Saul became Paul, he was Saul. Before he was Saul, he was Saul. So if we don't understand the transition of Saul from Saul to Saul, from Saul to Paul, we don't understand the direction of the energy or the entity that organized and that planned the delivery of this life that left us with a legacy inside the New Testament called Paul. And so, brothers and sisters, this series is going to be a landmark series. Again, let's break down how you can take part in the series very quickly. As you know, I do with every series that we roll out. Again, the goal is try to make the series. Again, I do this full time. You guys know that right now I'm in the, I've taken on a full time job because of, again, my ministry, if you want to use that term. Again, is not allowing me to do some of the things that I need to do financially. The Bible says a man that doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. So the number one thing that I have to do is take care of my own. So if this ministry is not allowing me to do that, then I need to make sure that I do. That's what I have done. I highly recommend that you do the same thing. I don't care what your ministry is. Your first ministry is your family. I didn't do that. So again, I'm a little slow, but when I figure it out, when I make an error, I correct it. So my first ministry is my family. It's my wife and my children. Then after that comes the ministry. And so if we don't understand that, we will create a legacy that is devoid of truth. Now let me make sure that you understand something, brother. Sometimes we make wrong choices to get to the right place. Let me say that again. I don't know if you understand. Let's talk about Saul. Let's talk about Saul. Let's talk about Paul. Sometimes we make wrong choices to get to the right place. Let me say that again. Sometimes, let me talk about myself, I can't speak for you, but sometimes I make bad choices, but I still end up in the right place. Why? For it is God. Who is it? For it is God. No, it's the devil. No, for it is God who wills in me both to will and to do his good pleasure. All things work together for my good, brothers. All things work together for my good, sister. I don't know about you. I don't know where what legacy that you're trying to create. My legacy is to do the will of the Father. Period. That's it. I don't want nobody to remember me. I want people to remember, you know what, that boy was crazy as hell, but you know what, he was trying to find the truth, not a truth. Let me make sure that you understand, brothers and sisters, because if you don't get this, then you're going to miss everything that we're talking about doing this series. This is the most dangerous series. If you misinterpret what I say during this series, you will find yourself out in left field, where I just came out of. When we talk about Saul, we must understand Anomos. The reason that we're taking this series or this detour to understand Saul, who became Saul, who became Paul, is to understand, brothers and sisters, the most important thing on the planet, the truth about the gospel. And so, do you honestly think that the creator of the known universe, how can I put this, is short? You think his hands is short? Do you honestly think that anything happens that he's not aware of? Let me make sure you understand where we're going with this series, brothers and sisters. What is the truth about Paul? Is he an apostle or is he a false prophet? Is he a heretic or is he option C? See, we got to question Paul. Why do we need to question Paul? Let me just drop this on you just in case you decide not to pay the $199 if you wait for the last minute. Now, before I drop this nugget in your lap, because this nugget I'm getting ready to share with you is worth the cost of admission alone. Now, I'm not charging for the gospel. The gospel is free. I'm charging for my time because my time is free. You know how long it took me to research this information that I'm going to be? This is a 10-hour series, brother. 10 hours. You know how I've been researching this for 20 years? Praying, fasting, because something wasn't right. How in the world Paul got more books in the Bible than Yahuwah? Something is not right. Let me say it again. Something is not right. Or something is right. So we got to ask ourselves something very, very important. We got to get on our knees, and you don't believe. In fact, I'm going to make sure you don't believe a word I say, because I'm going to give you a reference where you can look it up for yourself. And when you look it up, I want you to read it for yourself. I want you to get on your knees. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. Because when you see what I'm about to share with you in this series, you're going to have a conundrum. You got to study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto men. And when you do that, brothers and sisters, your life is going to change. Because 1 Thessalonians tell me that God will send us a strong delusion if we don't have aletheia. Aletheia means the love of the truth, not a truth. There are different versions of truth. But if you don't have the love of the truth, now Yahushua says, I am the truth. He didn't say he created it. He says, I am it. So if you don't have a love of Jesus Christ, Greek version, if you want to have the love of the Hebrew version, Yahuwah, I don't care what name you use, brother, it's in the spirit that you have. God, man looks on the outward appearance, God looks on the heart. So if you don't come with a heart that questions, what does Paul mean? What does the name Saul mean? I don't know if you understand. So I'm going to give you this one for free. Paul was a Jewish rabbi. His name is Saul. His name is not Saul. He wrote under a pseudonym called Parios. You ever heard of Parios? Oh, we're going to break it down for you, brothers and sisters, just in case you want to understand. Do you know that the name Saul means to question? Again, don't believe my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Saul, S-H-A-U-A-L, or U-W-L, Saul, that's his name. So all of the Pauline Gospels, remember, man is named according to the scriptures. Why did God change Abram's name to Abraham? Why did he change Sarah's name to Sarai? Why does God change people's names? He changes names whenever he changes destinies. Now, you can go change your name if you want to. Then you're acting like God. And we know where people end up that try to be God. So, brothers and sisters, what I'm going to share with you in this series is you're going to be left with option A, option B, or option C. And thankfully, the decision is between you and your God. And the Ruach and the Numa. Am I here to try to tell you that Paul is a heretic? Absolutely not. Am I here to tell you that Paul is an apostle? Absolutely not. Am I here to tell you that Paul is option C, which I will reveal? Absolutely not. What am I here to tell you to do? Get on your knees and seek. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. That's what I did. You don't follow me. You don't believe a word I'm saying. You get into the Bible, you study to show yourself approved. You don't believe no Reverend Dr. Bishop on no planet, because he can be deceived too. It's very, very surprising to me that there's not a single statement from the Gospels that, well, you know what, I don't even want to go there because, again, I don't want to give that much information out. Let me just make sure that you understand that the blueprint is the underlying foundation of God's authority. You cannot annul it. You cannot discard it. You cannot do away with it. Yahushua came to fulfill it. He did not come to do away with it. It's important that we over an understanding that we do exactly what Saul, what his name means. What does the name Saul mean? What does his name mean? Man is name. What does my name mean? My name in the Hebrew means Bezaliel. Bezaliel means in the shadow of God. What does your name mean? What does the word Torah mean? The word Torah comes from the underlying Hebrew, Shema, which means to closely examine and carefully consider. Yes, overstand. The word Torah means teach and guide. Torah, it means to teach and guide. The Shema, Shema means to closely examine and to carefully consider. Are you doing that? Are you closely examining and are you carefully considering? Do you know that the name Saul means to question the very gospel that Saul wrote? That's what his name means. But if you don't know the meaning of a thing, then you're going to abuse the thing. Well, purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So we're going to break it down, brother, step by step by step, 10 hours worth of didactic discourse. By the end of this 10-hour series, you will know the same thing that I know. And every other 33rd degree Freemason, every other elite, everybody that's a part of the 1%, you know this stuff is not even taught nowhere in public. No Reverend Dr. Bishop will share with you what I'm getting ready to share with you during this 10-hour series. They don't know. Don't believe me? Go to church and ask your pastor. I triple dare you to go to your church on Sunday and ask your pastor, what is Paul's original name? And then ask him, what does it mean? Ask him what I just told you. Now, if he's listening, he's just going to regurgitate what I just said, but ask him, did he look it up for himself, or did he just regurgitate somebody else's information? See, I used to be a regurgitator, too. I don't regurgitate no more, brothers. I research it for myself, and I ask God to take me to the experience of it. That's why my life goes up and down. You think my life is bad? I volunteer for this stuff. So when I teach, brother, I don't teach with something I read of a book. When I teach about relationships, why they work and don't work, you think I read it out of a book? I lived it. So everything I teach, I live. Because God says you cannot teach with authority anything that you yourself have not been through. So if you're following some Reverend Dr. Bishop and the worst thing that he ever did in his life was change a flat tire, may God have mercy on your soul. No man can lead you where he himself has not been. So what I'm going to share with you in this series is not book knowledge. It's real-life experience combined with the leading and the guiding of the Ruach and the Pneuma. That's the only way to get it. And it's by the grace and mercy of God that I'm still here in my right mind. So again, what are the options in conclusion? Option number one, the series starts on July the 31st. That's when we start. If you make your payment before, again, 50% off, the cost is $199. 50% off anybody who goes to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. And anyone who makes a donation before this Saturday, July the 25th, for $50, you can get the $199 series for $50 if payment is received before July the 25th. If payment is received between or after the 25th, and before July the 28th, it is $100. Any payment received after July the 28th is the regular price of $199. So again, the early bird special, if you make payment before July the 25th, before this Saturday, Payment is only $50. $50 for this 10-hour series. And brothers and sisters, again, I'm not charging for the gospel. It's free. In fact, everything that I know, you can go, you can get on your knees, pray, God will reveal it to you, same way he revealed it to me. You got to pay me a dime. But you're paying me for my time. You're paying me for my research. You're paying me for my energy. And you're paying me because you like me. And I like you too. So my brothers and my sisters, again, the series will start this Friday on July the 31st. July the 31st at, what did I say, 7? No, 8. At 8 p.m. Central. We're going to do a night series this time. 8 p.m. Central, is we will do 1 hour each night for the next 10 days as we go through this 10-hour series. Unless you guys can handle two hours, we'll do two-hour blocks. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. 2 hours is a long time to sit and listen to an audio message. 30 minutes is a long time. I overstand. So we'll probably do it 1 hour. Again, anybody who makes a payment before July the 25th, $50. Any payment after July the 50, between July the 25th and July the 28th, $100. Any payment July the 29th, July the 30th, or July the 31st, $200. $50, $100, $200. Those are your payment options. Payment made at masterteacher33.com. Masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make your $50 donation. And then that way I can see the link and the password so that way you can join us on this 10-hour series. I guarantee you, this will be worth your investment. Guaranteed to be worth your investment. Just the history of Paul will be worth your investment. Just the history of Saul. Saul, you know Saul was raised in Jerusalem, but his birthplace was Taurus. He was born in Taurus for a reason. Now remember, your birthplace is your ley line. Your birthplace, where you were born at, determines the genetic imprint on your DNA. You ever heard of Taurus the bull? You ever heard of Baal? I don't know if you understand. Do you know where you was born at? Why do you think I put that in my DNA reports? You know, I do DNA reports. You know where you was born determines the DNA expression? Because there's a viceroy, there's a ruling disposition over that region. It's imprinted with that viceroy. Don't believe me? Go talk to a witch. Go talk to Antoine LaBey. Go talk to Alistair Crowley. Go talk to anybody that know anything about the esoteric knowledge. See, we Christians are dumb as a box of rocks when it comes to Lucifer. The first thing I learned when I was in Marine is to never underestimate your enemy, to know your enemy. How many of you studied Satan? Anybody? Yeah, I didn't think so. So when the devil shows up, what does he look like? You don't know. Why you don't know? Because you never studied him. Now, do you got to go be an expert? No. You got to understand his modus operandi. Saul, brothers and sisters, a.k.a. Saul of Tarsus, a.k.a. Apostle Paul. Who is he? Let's break it down. Please join me July the 31st for this legendary series. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Donation options are $50 between 9 and Saturday. After Saturday, $99. After July the 28th, $199. I will see everyone on July the 31st. My brothers and my sisters, this is Dr. Will. Just call me Brother Will. Titles mean nothing. I'm your brother, period. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still in the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circling seas, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down, trying to hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting. Yo, you going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and business to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with victims in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this tail. Instead, I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. And come up with the ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you bout to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.